Hey everyone, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that I created a new fun little resource for you. If you've been here before, you know that I love creating stuff in Canva, and I also love reading and listening to books. And what I created is my ultimate guide to my top 4 books related to creativity and healing that I wish I would have read in grad school. So I called it the Innovative Therapist Book Guide. It's totally free. It's gonna guide you through my top 4 books. I bet maybe one you'll be expecting, but I bet some of the other ones you'll be pretty surprised about. So yeah, I'd love to hear what your guesses were and what you ended up thinking of my top 4 books that I'd recommend you read if you wanna think outside the box, think innovatively about human relationships, and how we can heal ourselves and heal the world. So grab it for free at drhondorp.com/books. That's drhondorp.com/books. And I can't wait to hear what you think. All right, let's dive into the episode. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Sean Hondorp, and I am coming to you today to tell you about the new podcast. So the podcast has been rebranded, but I don't love that because it makes me think of marketing, and I have a very bad taste in my mouth about marketing and many of the ways I've been instructed to market and I've marketed, and that didn't feel right to me. So maybe this podcast is being, I don't know, reborn? Does that make sense? Maybe. It's evolving. So the podcast from here on out will be called The Innovative Therapist. And if you've been listening, it won't be entirely that different from the previous podcast, Motivation Made Easy, in that I'm still very interested in many of the same things, but I wanted to name it something else because it felt more consistent with who I am, who I am becoming, and the way I like to think about things, and I'll be telling more about that. But I think this podcast will be very interesting to therapists. I think it will also remain interesting even if you are not a therapist. But I am really excited. I'm really excited about it. I've been thinking about the new name for a few months now. And it just, once it came to me, I was like, yep, that's what it is. And just felt right. And I did name my Innovative Therapist Retreat that is happening in October 2024 in Norton Shores, Michigan, after the same name. So I guess I think I've been mulling over this name in my head, but I was officially ready to put it on something in January because I believe I put together the retreat name in January. Yeah, that definitely happened since this calendar year. So if you've been listening for a while and you've been liking the way we dig in to topics in depth, we have really honest, authentic conversations with amazing experts. We try to be really truthful about what works and what doesn't work. We try to be true to the science and what's there while also remaining open to other ideas, more alternative paths that maybe aren't as rigorously scientifically studied or validated. And we try to merge these worlds in a way that feels really empowering and really autonomy granting to you, the listener. So yeah, it's going to be called The Innovative Therapist, and the exact format might look similar. To be honest, I am kind of, since last October 2023, but really since this year, I will say, to give a little backstory, last year, it was my 3rd year in business, I really slowed down. I focused a lot on physical and emotional health, for myself and my family, I would say. And it was just a really healing, good year. And it's been really fascinating as I've moved away from the messaging that I got early on in my business. And it was probably the information I chose to seek out. But I chose to seek out people in business and marketing that would say things like, you just need to decide what you're going to do and set a date. Because if you don't set a date, you'll never do it. Like, you just have to force yourself to go. And this was something I was super familiar with. And I'm like, oh, I can do that. I've been doing that my whole life. So I'll just shove down my anxiety and I'll just force myself to go. And that's what I did. And although I'm proud of some of the things that I created, some of the groups that I ran, you know, realistically, it wasn't a sustainable way to have a business for me. And so as I've been moving into more of an intuitive approach, truly listening to my body, tuning in to the work I really feel deeply called to do, it's very different, way more enjoyable, and it seems to be a way better option. If nothing else, because it feels way more sustainable, but it feels much more meaningful. And so that's what I've been doing, I would say, starting last fall. There was a couple of things that I did, kind of experiments that I did. We ran a 2-hour, what we called a mini retreat, with myself and a running coach, Sammy B, who I had on the podcast, a local event. And that event was, I think, you know, a turning point for me, where I was like, that was the most fun I ever had doing work. And there are definitely times where, as a therapist, I feel very alive, very aligned, really energizing sessions for sure. But there was something very freeing about the way I was able to show up at that event. And it's relates to some concepts and some things I've been really digging into lately, which is kind of, and really I have been since I started this podcast. I actually remember my conversation with Dr. Adia Gooden. It was early on. And actually this month, the podcast has been around for 3 years, which is pretty incredible. I did take some breaks in there, but I used to do weekly, and I started it February 2021. And I've had some just amazing conversations. And but I do remember back to that conversation with Dr. Gooden, who is still, I'm still connected with. I'm very proud to say that she and I are friends. We stay in touch. She's just great. And I remember in that conversation really talking about this idea of us having podcasts and us sharing about ourselves on the podcast and how counter it was to all the training that we got. And, you know, at that time and still now, I think I've been navigating that and trying to figure out what feels right to me. But it's been really interesting. Just a couple days ago, I got and cracked open a new book called Decolonizing Therapy by Dr. Jennifer Mulan, I think, Mullan, I think is how you pronounce it. I just also listened to a podcast with her. Because I like to learn in multiple ways. I am not far into this book, but it's really fascinating to think about the ways that, you know, we have been in certainly the U.S. or Western cultures socialized to do therapy, and really looking at the roots of that and where that comes from is fascinating, because there are definitely things to think about. And it relates to where I've been exploring different ways that I can do work that feels deeply meaningful to me. Often I'm seeking outside traditional one-on-one therapy because it feels there's a limitation that where our license has been placed. There's limitations based on my license. For example, if I were to do an event in the community and a client showed up, I would have to be really mindful of multiple relationships, and there's just a sort of a stifling and a bit of an awkwardness, and it's limiting. And so it's been interesting to notice that desire to do the workshop in October that we did was, all with therapy clients of mine were, not there. And so I've been able to notice the difference there. But this book, again, I'm very early on. I have it in my lap as I record this right now, because I'm going to read you a quote from it. But it's really interesting to think about, this concept of decolonizing or decolonization. It's a really new concept to me in many ways, although I did have Dahlia Kinsey, a dietitian, on my podcast, who wrote the book Decolonizing Wellness, a QT BIPOC guide to, I'm not going to remember, like self-love and nourishing your body, something to that effect. I apologize, Dahlia, for messing that up. But it was such a good book for me to read, and for anyone. I think any professional should read it. But I think the more that I realize, we can learn so much together, and we all benefit from really looking at the ways we've all been conditioned to do things and really questioning, is that the best way? Is it a good way at all? Is it harming people? I think the answer is unequivocally yes, when it comes to the way we've been trained to do therapy, particularly for folks of color and marginalized folks. But I'm very excited also about the opportunity to learn about these topics and continue to explore them in this podcast, but also discuss them in groups. So a lot of the work that I feel called to kind of do and offer right now is connecting more so with therapists and other helping providers. But ultimately, the reason for that isn't that I don't like connecting with people that aren't helping providers. It's actually because of that multiple relationship. Like, I feel like I can show up more authentically in those spaces, because it's clear it's not a therapeutic relationship. And it's just interesting to notice and wow, that feels a lot more authentic and good to show up as my full self. And I've been limited to do that because of these things that I've been taught. And it's just kind of interesting to notice that, in my opinion. So I will still be having guests on the podcast, very much so. I actually have, if you've been listening, you know that I haven't been doing a lot of these solo episodes, partly because it feels really awkward to just talk into my computer in my office in the basement. So right now I'm actually recording this from my car. I'm at a park, a local park, and I'm just staring at the woods, and we'll see how the sound quality is and if I use it. But that's the kind of thing that I'm trying to do, is notice how I feel and not just force myself to do things because I need to get a podcast out, but how can I actually show up with more, I guess, calm and clarity on what I'm saying. But if I'm showing up and I'm like, I don't want to be in this basement, and I feel like anxious and I feel nervous about what I'm going to say. And I also noticed earlier, as I was taking a walk and thinking about doing this podcast, I was thinking, well, I have to tell them all the things about how this new podcast is going to be different, and I have to have it all figured out, and all this pressure to make this version of the podcast with the new title just amazing, right? It comes from a really good place, but it also comes from a part of me that is still kind of perfectionistic and still trying to have all the answers. And I don't have all the answers, and that's fine. And we can learn together, and we can explore these things together. So I'm really looking forward to that. Hey everyone, are you a therapist, dietitian, or helping professional that works with people with disordered eating or some degree of eating or weight concern? If so, I have a free tool for you that I had way too much fun developing.
So if you have clients who say things like, I really like intuitive eating, but ultimately I want to lose weight, or in your opinion, you notice that they have a really hard time not focusing on weight loss and it really gets in the way of them doing the things they want to do or getting in touch with their body, but you're not always sure the best ways to support or guide them, because maybe you understand why they want to lose weight, given our culture. But you also want to help them build up their ability to trust their body. So maybe you've tried things like empathizing with them, telling them the science about dieting or weight loss, but maybe they're wanting a little more direction from you and you're feeling a bit stuck. So how can you help them explore what's right for them without imposing your own agenda onto them, which tends to backfire? So I created this free step-by-step guide to guide you through my favorite exercise, which is based on internal family systems theory, or kind of the parts psychology, as some people call it. And it helps you help your client navigate this nuanced dynamic that's very personal with the different parts of them that, maybe want peace with food, but other parts that still really want to lose weight. This is my number one favorite way to help clients build self-trust while taking the pressure off of you as the provider to know the exact right advice to give or say. So grab this exercise for free, including exactly how to do it, at drhondorp.com/parts. That's drhondorp.com/parts. So grab it for free today. And if you use it with a client, make sure you shoot me an email and let me know. All right, let's get back to the episode.
That freedom for myself, honestly. And hopefully it's more enjoyable for you too. So, okay, back to this book because it's open on my lap. I want to read a part in the introduction. So this is like literally four paragraphs down. Many of us began this career path with a deep calling to help others, but what we really needed was to help ourselves, dot, dot, dot. To locate the root of our need to give and help and triage almost everyone, everywhere, despite ourselves. Many of us began this process of learning, interning, and performing in order to help people. What we were really doing was making ourselves feel better by cyclically caregiving and educating others. So, I don't know about you, but I felt pretty seen by those words. And I think this book very much is written for me slash many people. Anyone on the podcast that I listened to, she said it's really for anyone who is a space holder for others, because she doesn't love the designation of therapist and sort of like, you can only heal if you're this kind of person, which I would totally agree with. And part of my story is a year and a half ago, longer than that now, I joined a parent group coaching program because I needed help with a strong-willed, at that time, two-year-old. And I found someone with a unique gift who didn't have specific credentials, and was more helpful to me than any therapist I had had up until that point. And it gave me hope that I could continue to feel better and get guidance that was really helpful. And it continued to propel me along the path that I'm still on of finding really good therapists, that I've worked with, and more recently, and some other people that have really, really, really helped me. One that I just, Kate Block, the body worker that I had on recently. So just, it's been really interesting when we open up and we say, huh, I think as definitely as psychologists and, sometimes as therapists, well, yeah, as a group, we were trained to be like, we got to make sure everything is evidence-based. And this just came up actually with my recent episode with Pooja Arora. And if you're on my email list, you heard me talk about the anxiety of sharing that episode because EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique Tapping, is not unequivocally supported by Western psychology. It's like, well, if the people that I was trained with don't agree, like, is it bad that I can explore this and have it on the podcast. And, you know, I ultimately obviously came to the conclusion that, no, we need to talk about this. And it was interesting to notice that Dr. Mulan actually mentioned that in EFT tapping specifically, and how it's been used for a really long time. And yeah, we really have to be able to look at these different ways of healing and in helping to realize that we, as the helping provider and the therapist, don't have all the answers. You know, I'm training later this month. I will start my level one IFS training, which is very exciting. And it's very consistent with that model of we have the capacity to bring healing to ourselves, and empowering people with that knowledge, or just allowing them to, maybe they already know that, and knowing they don't need us to come and save them. So I think there's a lot to unpack in all of these topics. I think also there's a lot to unpack with regards to helping therapists really connect with their zone of genius, their unique gifts and strengths, and helping them do the work in the world that is truly energizing is so countercultural. And that's what I've been diving into myself. And it's weird, but amazing. Like, setting up this retreat that's happening in October has been the most fun, easy thing I've ever done in terms of work. And it's felt just so incredibly exciting. And same thing with the mini retreat I did in October, and same thing with, I created a small group called an Embodied Learning Collective, where we walked through the No Bad Parts book, and that was in the fall. And all of these things felt almost effortless in terms of just how much I wanted to show up to them and how much I wanted to do those things. And so I'm still learning and growing, exactly figuring out what this looks like for me. But I will be sharing my journey and encouraging you to be thinking about what your unique gifts and strengths are, what makes you come alive at work and otherwise, and exploring that together. The other thing that I loved with Dr. Mulan's book is early on, there was a big, big, big paragraph acknowledging all the people that influenced her. And there are so many people that have influenced where I've gotten to today, people that I've worked with, books that I've read, and maybe at some point I'll have to put it together. I feel like it would be like pages and pages of just people who are willing to think a little bit differently and support me in thinking a little bit differently. And I think that's so important to acknowledge that, you know, whatever I'm coming on to share is all filtered through the experiences that I've had and just the wisdom I've been able to glean from these amazing people, like Dr. Mulan, who I've just started reading. But I mean, I'm kind of always reading and consuming. I mentioned my parent coach, Randy Rubenstein, has been so influential. I can't even begin to express my gratitude to her. And she has a coach who she brought into our community. I got a coach last week by Natalie Miller, who has a podcast, Mind Witchery. And her teaching has been fascinating. And her coaching of me live last week was really, really shifted things in an amazing way and really has me thinking about what I will be doing with my work moving forward and how I will be listening to my body and taking care of myself and figuring out what I want to do. And so, you know, right now in this moment, a lot of my focus is on slowing down and listening and figuring out what sounds exciting. If anyone is local, we have the retreat in October. If you're interested in that, there are not very many spots left. It's a pretty small retreat. It's almost full. I haven't even really had a chance to send it out there yet. But if you're interested, please email me at support@drshawnhondorp.com and let me know and I can give you more details. But the other thing that we have a free, if you're local to the West Michigan area, we have a free meetup group for therapists. That's going to happen February 23rd. Oh, actually, that's going to be beyond this podcast. But we'll probably do more of those, and those will be located probably in the Cascade area. So if you're in that area, make sure you jump on the email list. But I'm actually struggling a little bit with, which is funny because I'm a very organized person, but I did so much of working with my email list and tagging people that I'm just exhausted by it. So I'm not doing it right now. So I'm not emailing as much because I don't want to spam you with emails that are irrelevant to you. But I need to make sure that I add the therapist interested in local events so I can get into regularly telling you about it. So your best bet is just to email me directly and I'll put you on that list of local therapists. But anyways, I am right now thinking about more local type groups of that type, really focused on connection between therapists, because I'm talking to many of you and that's what you're really wanting. So providing some scaffolding and structure for that connection, but allowing it to sort of happen organically. I'm toying with creating some more book club type things, maybe going through the IFS No Bad Parts book again, maybe going through this Decolonizing Therapy book, if people are interested in that. I'm not sure exactly what that'll look like, but if the online offering piece will probably have a somatic body yoga component to it. So anyway, I have a lot of ideas. So if you're not on the email list, I'm not on social media consistently, and I'm not posting these things consistently. So, and social media doesn't show anyone your stuff anyway. So if you are interested in this, you do need to get on my email list. So you can shoot me an email and tell me you're interested in the specific things, but then we need to get you on the list so that you actually know when I decide what I'm going to do. Because typically what I do is I email the list and say, who's interested? And then if we get enough interest, then we do it. That is the intro to this podcast. I hope to have music at some point, but I'm going to let that happen organically too, because I've been listening to a lot more music in my life and I feel like I don't know yet what it's supposed to be, but I'm going to find a cool way to make another intro music. I don't know yet. And so TBD on the music. I'm not forcing myself to do anything before I feel quite ready in this creative realm. And get ready for some very interesting conversations coming up, some really authentic, honest conversations with some really cool people. You'll probably hear me. We'll see. This solo one felt really good. So you might hear some more solo episodes from me. And thank you for being here. Like I said, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Email's the best way. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And before we finish today's episode, I have a really quick message from a special guest, my daughter.
Please review for my mom's podcast. Make something for my mom's podcast, please. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in today. Your time is valuable, and it means so much to me that you're here. Despite the title of this podcast, many of our topics are not always easy. Change is hard, and let's face it, life and truly looking inward at ourselves can be uncomfortable. That's why I'm grateful. Grateful for you and your willingness to listen, learn, and keep an open mind. I invite you to learn more by going to drshawnhondorp.com or finding me on Instagram at psychology.of.wellness. If you're enjoying this podcast, it would be amazing if you could give it a review so more people can find it. Thanks, and I truly hope you have an energetic and inspired day.